All right. Yeah, that covers everything, I think. Silva, go with Paris. See how long the repairs are going to take on the Mercedes. Move our shit to the Bentley for tomorrow. Rosado, Cindy's... No, fuck it. They're ruined. Just tell Walden to send me another pair in the dark blue leather. Tell him I need them Friday. Everybody else, get the fuck out and don't let me see your faces for at least 12 hours. Oh, no, 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 no. Not you. You plant your fucking feet. You aren't going anywhere. You see this cut on my face? You see it? Are you sick? No? Are you fucking stoned? Do Martinelli's men have your sweet old granny tied up in a basement somewhere? No? Then I'm at a loss for how a dime store fucking thug like Martinelli got the jump on us with my fucking bodyguard standing right behind me. Distracted? You don't get distracted. Distracted by fucking what? No, no, no. I want to know. You can fucking resign later. If I feel like letting you, instead of just dumping you in the nearest ditch somewhere. Distracted by what? What? You're gonna have to say that again. I don't think I heard you right. By me. I'm your goddamn boss. You see me every single day. Do better. What distracted you? My voice. What about my voice? You know what? Mm-mm. Shut up. You're trying to come up with a lie and it's pathetic. Acting is not what you're for. Let me think. What was I doing when you had your little episode? I was talking to Andropova, a woman I've spoken to a dozen goddamn times. I wasn't talking to her. I was threatening her. I was saying I was going to cut her. No, that's not it. No, 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 no. Oh, I remember. Get over here. Closer. No, actually, get on your knees. Get on your fucking knees. She looks up at me. I said, don't fucking play with me. Have my shipment ready by the 10th. I put my hand on her shoulder like this, and I said, you be very, very good for me now, or I will sell you for parts. Well, would you look at that? What the fuck do I do with this? Nope. Don't get up. Listen, I'm not stupid. I always knew you liked taking orders. It's one of your best qualities. God fucking bless the absent father figures of the world, right? Did not know about this. But I can't have you getting distracted every time I get rough with somebody. It's because she's a woman? It's the 21st century. A lot of my fucking problems have tits. No? It could have been anybody? So why tonight? What happened tonight? And how are you going to keep it from happening again? I don't care you don't want to talk about it. I make the plans here. So you're going to give me all the information I need. And I hope I hear something that saves your ass. A combination of things. Oh yeah, you broke up with Ricky. Wait, fucking Ricky? He know about this little issue? Jesus Christ, you let pencil dick Ricky smack you around? How the fuck did you keep a straight face? Is that why you stayed with that piece of shit for so long? I'm having a whole learning goddamn experience tonight. So you hadn't gotten any in a while. What else happened? I took my jacket off. Yeah, I'm not going to stop doing that. I made you clean my shoes in the car. Who else was going to do it? So it was a fucking incompetent who dresses off the rack. Say that louder. My tone of voice, I threaten people all goddamn day. Anything else? Shut up. Stop apologizing. Let me think. Yeah. All right, this is what we're going to do. Take my panties off. You heard me. Everything you told me is something you've seen me do 1,000 times. The only thing that's changed is you don't have someone smacking you around anymore. And that's a solvable problem. Take them off. Professional, what? Shut the fuck up. What are you going to do? Complain to HR? Professional boundaries. Oh my God. I could have left you in a ditch after the shit you pulled tonight. And instead, I decided to help you. What? What? Oh, that's fucking adorable. You're concerned about my comfort? Get your face under my skirt and see if you're making your boss fucking uncomfortable. Jesus Christ. Have you ever known me to do something I didn't fully want to do? Take them off. Oh, wait. I get to hit you when you're disobedient now. Look at you, breathing hard and biting your lip. I could have had you this whole time. All I had to do was treat you bad. Incredible. What are you waiting for? Get your fucking mouth on me. That's it. God, that feels amazing. Fuck. I can't believe fucking Ricky got to have this mouth before I did. I'm gonna kill him. No, put your mouth back on my click. Don't be an idiot. I'm not gonna kill your dumb goddamn ex just because you gave him what you should have been giving your boss. I just sent him to Ohio or something until I stopped wanting to break his knees. That's it. That's it. Nope, I don't care if you can't fucking breathe. You still have things to make up to me. So this cut on my face heals up. I don't care if you fucking pass out. Fuck. Did you just moan? Nah, I take it back. I'm gonna ride your face anytime I want because I fucking like it. And I'm pretty sure you do too. This is part of your job now. Don't worry, you still have to do everything else I ask. Now, you just have to serve my cunt too. Anytime I'm bored or need stress relief or people are pissing you off, you get to entertain me. Fuck. I like this idea more and more. The next time I have to talk to fucking Rodriguez, I'm gonna take my bed off and beat your ass until it looks like you can't even fucking sit down. Ooh, you like that too, huh? Stop. Enough. Fuck. Hearing you gasp for air. Shit. Stand up. Get those clothes off. Show me what I get to play with. What? You nervous? The shit I seen you do, and this makes you nervous. Yeah, I know that. I was there when you got most of those scars, unless you've been working for somebody else behind my back, and you don't have enough free time for that. Yeah, also I kill you. Very true. Now stop fucking stalling. Get your clothes off. That's it. Put your hands behind your head. Look at that. All for me. Are you going to let me do any nasty thing I want to you? Aren't you? Yeah, you are. You're all mine now. And from what I can feel down here, you don't mind at all. Shit. You know, I thought this would be fun, but I didn't think I'd like it this much. Did you ever think about this? You ever think about me like this? You can't act for shit. Not in front of me. You can't lie to me even when I don't have my hands on you. I know you. You look so guilty. You did. You thought about me. Oh, you try not to, which means you're still dead. What did you think about? Tell me. Licking my click. More than that, I think. Tell me the rest. Yeah? You want me to use you as a footrest? End of the day, throw my feet up on your back like you aren't even a person? Just a cheap convenience for me. Tell me some more. God. You can barely talk. Just from my hand on you? I bet you could come like this. Naked in front of me. In my office. That's enough of that. Listen to you moan. Go lay down on the couch. Go. No, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. I want to. But you fucked up tonight. So you don't get any more of this cunt. That's it. Leg between mine. Fuck, that feels good. You feel how wet I am? Feel it grinding against your thigh. And you can't touch it or taste it until you do your fucking job right. Might even let you come too. If I'm having a good day. Take my bra off. Put your mouth on my tits. Show me how sorry you are. Show me how good you're gonna be. No. Don't arch like that. You ain't slick. I'm not gonna touch you, and you aren't gonna touch yourself. You don't get to get off tonight. And look how quick you do as you're told. Obeying me is so natural to you, isn't it? This was the obvious next step. You give me your loyalty, your time, your mind. You've gotten the shit kicked out of you for me. And now you're giving me this too. Jesus, I can feel how much you want this. You fucking need it. And this is all you're getting tonight. You get to feel me using you to get off. You better not fucking come when I send you home either. You know you can't lie to me. And you know what I do to liars. Should I even send you home? Maybe I should have you sleep at my feet. People call you my dog, you know. My loyal, vicious dog. I say fetch, you fetch. I say hunt, you hunt. I say beg, you fucking beg. Beg me. Beg me to use you to come. Tell me how much you want to please me. How grateful you are. Jesus. You don't know how fucking good it feels having you underneath me. Where you fucking belong. Yeah. You've always been mine, haven't you? Can't believe it took me this long to figure it out. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Feeling so fucking desperate and obedient. Fuck, I can't hold out. Grind it to me. Make me come all over your fucking legs. That. I didn't fucking know how much I needed that. Move over. Turn your side or something. No, I don't give a shit. His clothes are ruined anyway. Come here. Yeah, lean against me. Fuck, that was good. Are you sure I can't kill Ricky? Fine, fine, whatever. He's still a useless dumbass of a pencil dick, but fine. Jesus, this couch is not comfortable at all. Get it replaced tomorrow. I don't know, something wider. Gonna be your face in it. You pick it out. Okay. Glad you like that, but stop squirming. One of us is gonna fall. Yeah, I know you're frustrated. Tell you what, do your job right tomorrow, and I'll let you come. That's right. Best fucking boss you ever had. Right? Right. I need to get upstairs. Clean this shit up and get your clothes on. Follow me up when you're done.